We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 167. I'm Mr. Morgan, and the guy on the other line, the birthday boy, Mr. Fucking Austin. How the fuck is it going, you old fart?
Thanks. Yeah, it's going good. I had an absolutely fantastic birthday. My wife spoiled me, I'm not gonna lie. So on the 25th, I got my new tattoo, courtesy of the aforementioned wife. And so that was a great kickoff. And then the next day, as we don't have a vehicle, we went with my mom and we did a little road trip up island. So that was lovely. Got to see some nice sights, got to laugh lots, got to smoke some drugs. Just the legal ones. But
well, that's always good to just do the legal ones.
And then the next day was all day breakfast. So we just had different breakfasts because breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. Like
it's
the breakfast.
This is salt. That's a solid choice.
Love breakfast. So for the first breakfast of the day, she made pumpkin spice cream cheese pancakes, which I absolutely loved. I thought they were fantastic. Lunch.
I don't know why you would ruin pancakes with cream cheese, but it was delicious. Whatever.
So then for breakfast lunch, we had
like people would call that brunch, Austin.
No, this was breakfast lunch.
Okay. And what's the difference?
Well, there is. But no, so we had just like a traditional like bacon, eggs, hash browns. It was delicious. And then for dinner we did steak and eggs. So it was delicious. And yeah, no, it was a solid birthday, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I'm 29, by the way, if I don't think we mentioned that, but yeah, I turned 29. It's my last birthday in the 20s.
Hold on to it for as long as you can, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to it for about 360-ish days. And then,
I'm guessing 365.
Well, not from today, though. Not from today, though.
No.
But yeah, no, it was good. Good birthday. Good food. Got a tattoo. Got a little owl on my arm. Working on my nature sleep. Ooh, so that's cool. Ooh. But yeah, how about you? What have you been up to?
Well, a couple things. Where do I want to start? Well, I'm supposed to play ball today as of recording, but it's currently raining right now. So and it has been for the past day now, so we'll see if that actually happens. Other than that, I'm a little extra on the stone side. I might as well get that out of the way now because I got myself a dab rig.
Oh. Oh, shit. I see.
That's what I've been doing all weekend. It's been fantastic.
That's funny.
I just wanted to mix it up a little bit. And boy, did I. Starting up soon here, dodgeball. I'll be playing that again. So that's Tuesdays. So every Tuesday I'll be half dead afterwards. And work-wise, now my schedule has changed. And I mean, this doesn't really mean much to most people, but I now get Mondays off instead of Wednesdays, so that's really cool.
That is cool.
Having a 3-day weekend every weekend is kind of nice. I'm not going to lie.
I would say so, yeah.
Other than that, I've just been playing Baldur's Gate 3 because that game is amazing.
Especially, well, isn't it basically like the way I've heard it explained is it's a D&D player's wet dream kind of thing? Like,
yeah,
it's D&D. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just D&D, but on your TV. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I get a nerd boner every time I play it. As soon as we're done recording, I want to play it. I'm just going to close my laptop, grab my controller, yes, and start playing.
Hilarious. Like, I don't care. As soon as we stop recording, I'm not even going to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to play Baldur's Gate.
No, I might let my cats out of the room, I guess. I'll do that.
That would be good. That would be nice of you.
Other than that, I think that basically covers it. I always end up forgetting something, so this episode, finally, I'm racking my brain to make sure I don't forget anything, but, oh, actually, I was about to, my dad yesterday called me randomly to go out for supper for one of my many family members' birthday. I don't know. His name's Chris. And we went to Amigos. I'm not sure if you've ever been there here in Saskatoon or not. That was my first time.
Oh,
everyone's ordering Amigos, like burritos and tacos and stuff. And there's me, and I ordered bison steak or burger. I mean,
wait, Amigos, that's the one just off Broadway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But everyone's ordering, like...
That's funny. All this Mexican food, and you're like, give me a burger. Give me a buffalo burger.
Yeah. It was good, though.
That does not surprise me at all. I'm sure it was.
And then my dad dropped the news on me. He's like, did you find out that your grandma just recently broke her foot?
Oh, so geez.
Apparently my grandma completely crushed the right side of her foot.
Oh no.
Because she locked her keys inside, so she tried to break into her own house.
Oh,
and
no.
Through the basement window. She got through the window, but she fell in, hit her head on the pool table.
Oh, jeez.
And then, broke her foot. So, she's in hospital, but she happens to be right across where my great-grandma lives, who's 104. But every day, my great-grandma's grabs her walker and shuffles her way across to the hospital and visits my grandma. It's kind of remarkable.
That's pretty sweet.
That was, I almost forgot that. Now you can do plugs. I'm done talking now for a bit.
Thank God. Oh, right. Fuck. And there's football. So first things first, you're going to do is you're going to download the podcast. You're already listening into it. So you're going to subscribe while you're listening, because why not? You want to know when the newest episode comes out. The last couple of weeks we've been doing the previews. If you want to go back and check those out, kind of East and West previews, they're a little bit longer episodes. So if you do actually if you do actually like our voices, then check them out. There's a little extra content there for you, and lots of hockey stuff, which is
Which we just went in a little bit more depth than the hockey side of things.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes sense, right, for the preview and all that good stuff. But yeah, do that. Tell your friends, rate, review, comment, subscribe, follow the TikTok at TSWGS Pod and same handle on Instagram. And then Morgan.
Caps Morgan do.
Okay. Cool. Good talk. That's hilarious.
I think it is, but it probably isn't. I'm on a whole different level right now, dude. This CFL thing is going to be interesting. I feel like I'm yelling. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. No, I'm not. All right.
Good talk.
Well, sometimes I have to take my headphones partway off my head so I can actually hear myself. Because I use my... Anyways, football. Oh, boy. Kind of this game, Toronto Argonauts going to Winnipeg, kind of ended up the way I expected it to. Although, well, first I'll say Winnipeg won 31-21 over Toronto. But Toronto didn't play Chad Kelly. As of last week, they locked up first place in the East. So they've been starting to rest some guys. This week was their starting quarterback. But Cameron Dukes came in, 17 for 24, 231 yards, one touchdown, and he also had a rushing touchdown. So
nice.
On four carries. So although Winnipeg was still playing, fighting for first place over BC, and since Winnipeg knew BC was playing the Riders, they had to win this because BC was for sure going to beat the Riders because the Riders are the fucking worst team in the goddamn TFL. Okay, I got that off my chest.
That's good.
For now. Moving along to Winnipeg side of things, Zach Caleros went 22 for 33, 258 yards, one touchdown, one interception. But like all year, they just kept running the ball. Brady Oliveira had 25 carries for, hold for laughter, 169 yards.
Hey.
I said laughter.
Hey.
Okay. We will talk later, Austin.
Hey.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you added so much.
Hey.
Okay, now you can't do that to a guy that's just stoned. Because then there'll be nonstop laughter and it's not gonna be great for anyone.
Hey.
Fuck you. I knew there was one coming. Oh, I just yeah. didn't know when.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, boy. So we're not going to do that again. No, this is a solid game. But once again, Winnipeg just kind of soul plays it for 80% of the game, and then all of a sudden they're in the lead and they're winning. And it's like, okay, what just happened?
They're very good at that.
They're probably one of the best, if not the best, team at making adjustments after the half, I would say. And the fact that they're able to run the ball the way they have been for so many years definitely helps. I don't know why more teams don't try and fall suit, but I don't get it, man. Ah, fuck. Saskatchewan Roughriders. Playing BC. In BC. Well, they lost, of course. 33-26, to be exact. I will say that they played a lot better than I thought. Although, I kind of have mixed emotions on this game. It's a weird game. Because Jake Delgella, he did go 31-46, 409 yards, although 0 TDs, 2 interceptions. One of the interceptions, I personally would have called it a fumble more than anything.
Right.
But because Tevin Jones, in my mind, did have possession of it, and then he basically was like, here, BC, have the ball. It is very weird. It is a very strange play, and I'm not very happy with him.
No.
But one thing I'll say about the Riders is that why the fuck do you play decent in the first quarter lately, and then you suck for the rest of the game until like under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then make it look like you showed them played a fucking football game? It's very frustrating. The score that the Riders got flatters them. They don't deserve the 26 points. They were lucky that they were at all in this game, because BC Lions moved the ball, especially in the first half. Well, the entire game. The first half, they moved the ball a bunch. The only thing is that they were only able to get field goals. Second half / second quarter is when they started getting the touchdowns. Speaking of which, Vernon Adams Jr., which the one bonus of this game is I had Vernon Adams Jr. on my fantasy team this week. And he went 27-36, 458 yards,
ooh,
3 touchdowns. He had a hell of a game. I believe that put him over 4,000 yards for the season, and there's still games left to play. So he's having a hell of a season. Everyone's being like, oh, Zach Kolaros. Well, it's still tied for first place right now between BC and Winnipeg. And they played each other next week. So that's going to be a bloodbath. That will be the game for first place. The winner of that game will take first place and have the bye in the playoffs. Both teams know they're going to be at home in the playoffs. So that's a given. Because Riders, they're not catching any of those teams whatsoever. That's for sure.
No.
I have to keep moving on because I'm getting more stoned by the minute here. It's a slow burner, this one, dude, and it is destroying me right now. Whoa. Montreal Alouettes went to Ottawa and they beat Ottawa 32-15. And this game, Montreal showed basically a team like the Riders what it's like to play. Sure, they're playing against Ottawa, but what it's like to play against it, or make sure they're in the playoffs, and I don't know what I'm trying to say. Whatever. Cody Fajardo.
Good talk.
Good talk, right? Holy crap, dude. I'm on a whole new planet right now.
It sounds like it.
Right? That's okay. Cody Fajardo went 15 for 20. I need a drink of water. That's the issue.
It sounds like it. Sounds like somebody's thirsty.
I'll help for a little bit. There we go. I can move my mouth now.
That helps.
Cody Fajardo went 15 for 20, 178 yards, one touchdown, zero interceptions. And finally, Montreal decided to use their best running back that they have, arguably the best running back in the league, William Stanback. He went 13 carries for 85 yards, one touchdown. His best game, I'd say, in the of the year so far. So good on him. Montreal locked up a playoff spot, and they get the wow. They get to play Hamilton at home coming in, and wow, yeah, I'm really baked. Holy shit. There's going to be no deep thoughts on this CFL part.
No thoughts, just sounds.
No, just talk. Dustin Crum went 25 for 34, 247 yards, no TDs, two interceptions. Ottawa just never was in this game. For the first three quarters, they went, got 0 points. They didn't get any points until Montreal was playing soft D. I know how much Austin likes soft D, so I had to say it. He's laughing on it. There we go. No, this game hurts even more because it has Jason Moss and Cody Fajardo, two people and players that the Riders just was like, no, we're better without you. Clearly, we're not. Oh, it's not been fun being a Rider fan, dude. Moving on to another game that has an example of a team that I start off perfectly in my deep thought, and then it just stops. Hamilton showed off. No, I can't do it. I can't finish. I know what I want to say, but I can't say it.
Oh, shit.
Hamilton Tiger Cats beat Calgary Stampeders 22-15. They were playing for their playoff lives, and they showed, no, I can't do it. I tried a different approach.
Morgan's brain is broken on the fucking dabs. I almost said brone is breaking.
I'm broken, dude. Okay. Jake Mayer, I'm so glad he can't do anything. And I'm so happy that Calgary sucks at football this year. This is the one saving grace so far in the being a Rider fan, is the fact that Calgary St. Peters probably won't make the playoffs. That is one of the greatest feelings I've had in quite some time. Probably since I lost my virginity. Anyways, Jake Mayer went 26 for 44, 239 yards, and that's all he did. That's it. Hamilton actually started Taylor Powell, but he only played for the few snaps in the first quarter. He went 2 for 6, 14 yards, and he got injured. So Matthew Schultz came in, went 11 for 19, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, but he's a lot more rushing quarterback, and they did enough. They didn't need to do much to beat Calgary, because Calgary didn't do much, and they also secured their playoff spot. So far, the only decision I believe that's not secured yet is technically Calgary still could pass the Riders and knock the Riders out of the playoff spot. That is the only, well, I guess also Edmonton,
I just love that it's like, that's the only way it could happen. Unless.
Well, Edmonton would have to win out, and both Calgary and the Riders would have to lose out, but yet they still play each other. So that one of them's bound to win that game.
You would think.
So I don't even think it's actually possible. But I know for sure Calgary could still pass the Riders, and I don't know, man. At this point, neither team deserves to be in the playoffs, if I'm being honest. We're so lucky it's a 9-team league. So lucky.
Oh, shit.
Before we get to something a little bit more serious, and do you have anything else football related that you want to say or anything like that?
No.
Perfect. That no was a perfect amount of time for me to take a drink of water.
Well, I knew it. You're welcome.
But it is your turn to say some words and start off with the NHL segment.
For sure. Well, like you mentioned, there is some not so great news. The assistant GM of the Calgary Flames, Chris Snow, has passed away. He passed away last night, Saturday night. He was diagnosed with ALS, I believe, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And has been, obviously, you know, doing his best and fighting as best he could, but ALS is a motherfucker. And he unfortunately did wasn't able to pull through. I will say, in these times, like when these things happen, when these sad instances happen, there is the part of the hockey community that is really cool, because a lot of people reaching out on social media, and I'm sure behind the scenes as well, wishing, you know, sending their wishes and their condolences. He was a young, smart hockey mind, considerably younger than a lot of the guys in head offices in the NHL. And yeah, it's just a reminder, I think, when things like this happen, that it's, you never know, you know. I'm sure a few years ago he never thought that he was gonna get ALS and pass away, right? It's a crazy thing. It's, yeah, I wish all the best for his family, friends, all that. It's tough, and obviously with something like this, he's been fighting it for a while, so he, I've been near situations similar to this, and I think there is, it's tricky, right? Because obviously, of course, you want this person to survive, you want this person to pull through, but sometimes this person is in so much pain or agony and all these things, and it's just, sometimes there's a bit of relief when someone passes away, when they're fighting off something like this, because you just know that they're not having to deal with that anymore.
I know for the past few days here, he was actually on life support.
Yeah.
And today, I believe, is also his wife's birthday. So yeah. I think that's another thing, is he held out long enough to celebrate his wife's birthday, and then he's a whole different type of character. He still did his job while he was, same time, he was battling through all this ALS stuff, and yeah, it's not something I expected to see in the news today when I was putting this together, that's for sure.
No, it's a rough one. And of course, too, it is close to you as well, right? Because you are.
Yeah, he's been going through it for a couple of years now, for sure.
Yeah, I think he said he was diagnosed in July of 2019, or June of 2019. Mm-hmm. But I will say, on that note, sometimes, you know, you got to take a hard shift in a podcast, and this is one of those times, because we got to talk about some rookies. Sorry, that was I was hoping for maybe a laugh there or something.
I was actually trying to find the article.
Oh, okay. Shift of energy there.
But yeah, it's we're right in the thick of things of preseason right now and all that good stuff. And like you said, yeah, it's time to talk some rookies. I'm quite excited. Yeah.
There's some young guys for sure trying to make a name for themselves, right? Now I will say, this draft class, this past year, it looks like it's going to be absolutely insane, right? You got guys like Bedard, Logan Cooley, who scored that insane goal in Australia. Adam Fantilli already had a hat trick in the preseason or rookie camp or whatever it was. Luke Hughes, like, this year, there's going to be a lot of talent, but we got some other guys to talk about. So Toronto Maple Leafs have a young player by the name of Matthew Knies. And last year he played 3 regular season games and 7 playoff games. Had a goal and 3 assists. And at 20 years old, he looked... I don't know if you saw too much of him last year in the playoffs or anything.
Yeah, I did.
He didn't look out of place.
No.
I'll put it that way. He didn't light it up and have like a point a game or 2 points, whatever. But he didn't look out of place. I think he's a guy that can slot in, and I think he's going to be a big part of this team in the future. He's not a small guy. He's not afraid to, you know, get into the dirty areas, tip pucks in, do what it takes to win. I think this is going to be a breakout year for him. The Toronto Maple Leafs, I just want to go on a quick tangent. I am
no tangents allowed.
I am very interested to
see this tangents, Toronto. Austin. No tangents allowed.
I'm very excited to see the Toronto Maple Leafs team this year because, no, for real though, because the changes they made, like, this is going to be interesting. Full season of Matthew Knies.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, Ryan Reeves, John Klingberg. Like, there's a lot of flux in Toronto, and I think it's going to be really interesting to watch this year. They might even do worse in the regular season, but.
Yeah, I think they're more built for the playoffs this year than they were.
Exactly. And that's what they need. They figured out the regular season.
Yeah.
Right. So this is another young, excellent prospect from LA. We got Brant Clark. Now, I know this guy's going to be good because he, without fail, in my NHL Be a GM, he always ends up at least an 89 overall. So he's going to be pretty solid for the LA Kings for a while.
That's what you're basing it on? Are you alive over there?
I was sneezing.
I heard. You covered up pretty good, though.
I just moved away from the mic. So, no, everything I've heard about this kid, he's absolutely fantastic. Last year, he appeared in 9 games last year with the Kings, and then he got sent down. But because he wasn't AHL eligible, he had to go to the OHL, which is hilarious, because in 31 games as a defenseman, he put up 61 points.
That's a few.
He finished 4th among OHL defensemen in goals and 5th in points, despite playing half a season. So, obviously, he's well past the OHL. I think this guy is going to make, but he's going to be very good. LA has an excellent young player in this guy.
Yeah, I got nothing else to add.
No? Yep. Okay. this one will be interesting. I think Shane Wright. Now, obviously, 2022, he actually kind of fell out of the top 3, which was crazy. He was widely considered for a long time to be the number 1. But Montreal went with Slavkovsky, and that was that. But Shane Wright has not lit it up like some people thought he might right away. But I do think he's going to be excellent this year. Because
why, Austin?
So the cool thing here is, well, because there was the issue, right? Because he wasn't AHL eligible, so they had to get sent to the CHL, the OHL. But there's actually an agreement been made between the NHL and the CHL. So if he doesn't make the Kraken's roster, like if he doesn't have to go to juniors, he can play in the AHL. Which is better for his development for sure, right? Because playing against, you know, children is not really gonna make you improve. You can just kind of skate or kind of float by, you know. But yeah,
Yeah, it's been kind of disappointing. I thought he was going to be, well, I think lots of people thought he was going to be AHL ready right off the bat, but
yeah.
Yeah, he definitely hasn't quite came out the gate quite how people thought.
Well, I just want to say too, I feel bad because some of these guys, like guys like Crosby, Ovechkin, McDavid, all these guys ruin it for everybody else because they are first overall picks and they go like point per game or better in their rookie seasons. Right. And it's like most people can't do that, but it feels like all these first round picks or first overall.
No, I wasn't really expecting that from.
No. I'm not saying you are, but I'm not saying you are, but just the general consensus is like, if you're picked first overall, you better be fucking incredible.
If you're picked in the top five, in my mind, you should at least be maybe not on the McDavid type level or anything like that, but at least on an NHL line.
I would say like minimum, like let's say like a Dylan Dubé or something.
Yeah, you're
that kind of skill level. You know, at least guys in a lineup contributing. And I will say too, it's gotten a lot better for that because it used to be there used to be a lot more misses at the draft. Just because scouting has gotten so much better and more accessible, right? But, like, I remember there's a couple of drafts in particular, like, it was a 99, that, of course, this one is close to my heart, but Brian Burke pulled some wizardry, ended up with the second and third picks in the 99 draft, and obviously picked Daniel and Henrik Sedin.
Never heard of them.
Now... For those of you who may somehow not know, two of the best Swedish players to ever play in the NHL, arguably one of the best duos to ever play in the NHL. Do you remember who was drafted first overall that year?
First overall, no clue.
Patrick Steffen, who had some big potential, and it just never panned out. He was widely considered to be the number one pick for a while, and then he just couldn't cut it. Same with like guys like Alexander Daigle. Sometimes it happens where you're drafted, you're hyped up, you're so good in junior, and then it just doesn't translate.
Yeah. Well, look at the Oilers in the mid-2000s there.
Holy Christ. Yeah, they're pretty fucking bad. Marco Rossi, he's another guy who, younger guy, ready to make his mark, right? In his draft year, he hit 120 points in 56 games in the OHL. Stupid. I like this guy mostly because he's got some skills and he's got some speed. This is a guy who has struggled, however. He was nearly out for the entire 2020-21 season. It could be interesting. This is, I think, maybe a make or break year for him. But yeah, I don't know. Not much else on Rossi.
I got nothing else to add, really.
All right. Well, next up we have a Calgary Flames prospect, Dustin Wolf. Did you like that? Because it was Wolf and it howled? Because it's a... So, Dustin Wolf with the Calgary Wranglers of the AHL put up an incredible 42-10-2 record with a .932 save percentage to boot.
He's been insane in the AHL.
Absolutely stupid. Now, I will say, and this is not to dishearten or discredit, But there is definitely a decent amount of goalies who are incredible in the AHL and just can't quite make it in the NHL level. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's the case. He's still young.
I will say right now, like for the so far in the preseason this year, he's been doing pretty solid, and a couple of the games have been against actual NHL lineups, like the one against Winnipeg. They played lots of their NHL guys. I'm so happy. This popped back into my head. I'm so happy. Yes, I know it was against the Canucks farm league, basically. That 10-0.
Yeah, that was, I mean, yeah, you guys won, but.
Oh, my Lord. I was so. Oh. Put a smile on my face. Anyways.
Do you think he's ready to be the backup full time?
I think he's ready. I think if he was on almost any other team, he would be the backup on that team. Unfortunately, he has Dan Vladar and Jacob Markstrom in front of him. Both two really solid goalies. Vladar, I would say, on lots of teams, could be a starter.
Interesting. Okay.
Calgary right now, yes, I know I'm saying this as a Flames fan. I understand this. But Flames right now have very good goalie depth. Yeah. Dustin Wolf has came out and said all he cares about is he wants to play. So if he's not really playing much in the NHL, he's totally fine with still playing in the AHL. Well, yeah. Right. Goalies are kind of like defensemen where they do take a lot more time to develop. And for him, knowing that the best thing for him is playing time is great. He probably won't. They might call him up for a game here and there, get him some NHL experience, but it's going to be really hard for him to crack the NHL roster this year.
That's fair. Well, and like you said too, and like you said, rather be playing and be getting better than just sitting on the bench.
Yeah. Because that's the thing about being a backup NHL goalie is you also don't get much playing time. You're not playing. Well, like his record last year was 42-10-2. You're not playing 54 games as an NHL backup. So
no.
And like he's not like he's like not all those players are going to make the NHL, but some people that he's playing against already have NHL experience trying to make the NHL themselves. Like it's not like he's going the OHL or something.
So. No. But speaking of goalies, Andrei Vasilevskiy is expected to miss the first 2 months of the NHL season.
This came out of nowhere.
Undergoing successful back surgery. Yeah, I had no idea that this was going down. Damn, like this is a big hit to the.
I challenge you to a quick little challenge here.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're looking at the article. I want you to say what goaltender Andrei Vasilevskiy underwent a successful blank.
Oh, a microdiscectomy.
Oh, my Lord, that word just hurts my brain.
Well, here, this whole sentence is wild. Goaltender Andrei Vasilevskiy underwent a successful microdiscectomy this morning to address a lumbar disc herniation.
Say that paragraph three times fast.
Goaltender under the mission.
One time.
Yeah, even once. He won Vezina in 2019, Conn Smythe 2021. Dude has played more hockey from August 2020 till the end of the last playoffs. Nobody's played more than Vasilevsky.
On yeah, wouldn't doesn't surprise me that the his lower back,
yeah,
is hurting a little bit.
Yeah, so no, the dude's insane. Because the only issue here now, well, not the only issue, but now the issue for the Bolts for the Lightning is, well, Vasilevsky's incredible. But now their goaltending is Jonas Johansson, Hugo Alnefelt, and Matt Tompkins.
Yeah, they didn't really plan for this. Hey, like I said, Vladar, maybe there's a trade between Tampa Bay and Calgary. Trade Vladar and Tampa Bay and then call Wolf up.
No, trade Wolf.
That's also another option.
Or Markstrom. No, they can't take Markstrom. Too much money.
No, Markstrom, he's going to have a bounce back here, I'm sure of it.
I'm going to remember this.
No, hear me out. I believe that he also wasn't a fan of playing for Sutter. And he just wasn't really giving it his all. So that's what I'm hoping for, Austin.
Well, hope is a dangerous thing.
Marcus, they only have to pass teams like the Canucks to make the playoffs, so it's not going to be that difficult.
Marcus Foligno signed a 4-year, $16 million contract.
Oh, no. Before we move on, there's one more stat thing I want to point out about Andre, however you say his name.
Andre?
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but since August 2020, I just noticed here, he played 14,769 minutes of game action.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, because you just said the games and stuff, but once you actually break it down to how many minutes
goalies play, crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, it's at least 60 minutes a night.
Yeah, right? Hopefully.
If not more.
So.
Yeah, sometimes less, but usually at least 60. Yeah, Marcus Foligno signs a big deal. Wow, big deal for him. 4 years, $60 million contract for AAB. He's a good veteran dude on the team. He had 21 points last year, which I don't know if I give that guy 4 years at $4 million per. But, you know, the Wilds are doing what they're doing. He's 32 years old, so this deal is going to take him until he's 37 because he's in his last year of his current deal. Matt Zuccarello also re-signed. 2 year deal, $4.125 million per season. But Zuccarello is 36. So this is going to take until he's 38 years old.
Yeah, both these contracts will probably be. Well, Marcus might get another like 1 or 2 year deal after this contract, maybe. But yeah,
this will probably be Zuccarello's last.
Yeah. And they're kind of ending at the similar-ish time, which is kind of cool as far as their age-wise and stuff. So, because these two players have been playing together for a while, have they not? If I'm not mistaken.
A couple years, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we got a couple more minutes. technically. Anything else that you want to add on hockey side of things? If not, I do have one little thing, but
I'm just really fucking excited. That's all I got.
Yeah, it's there's going to be a lot of storylines to follow.
All the new players and that's probably my favorite part. And I feel like there's been a lot of turnover this year, is all the new players and new places.
Well, like, just being a Flames fan alone, they got a brand new head coach, rookie head coach, rookie GM.
Exciting. They
once again traded away their number one scorer.
Yeah, they seem to keep doing that. Interesting technique, but hey, we'll see.
But the one thing that I wanted to add was they finally named a captain, and that's Marcus Granlund. So,
Marcus Granlund or Mikhail Granlund?
Wow, Michael Backlund. What? I bought that up.
You were both wrong. Michael
Backlund is the new captain of the Calgary Flames. He also signed a 2-year extension of $2.5 million. So he's locked up with the Flames for 3 years, so that's kind of cool. That was one of the players that the Flames were trying to hopefully lock up this season. Him, Lindholm, and Hanifin. So third of it's done now. So he's getting up there in age. I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but he's played his entire career as the Flames, so.
Right.
He kind of deserves that, see. There's a couple other players I feel like we didn't talk about last episode that we could have got to see. Like, who was it for Boston? Marchand or whatever?
Yeah, Brad Marchand, which, as much as I hate it, makes sense. Although I will say, I don't think he's going to be around for much longer in the league. Maybe a couple years. So
no. That's another thing. Like, Backlund, he's on the later stages of his career, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know why the whole Backlund thing didn't happen sooner, really. Anyone else that we missed? I think they would talk about Winnipeg's new captain. Lowry or whatever.
I thought we talked about that last week.
Did we? And just not the other ones? Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Anything else? Nothing else? We're kind of just trailing off now at this point, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. We're hitting a wall for sure. Okay. Well, this one's a little bit shorter because the last couple weeks have been XL episodes.
Extra large. Everyone out there.
That's what XL means.
Does it though? It could mean.
Think of one. That'll take a while.
Let's see. It could mean the new social media craze latte. Everyone out there, stay stoned.
Yeah.
And stay safe.
Bye.